Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Seth Klarman is probably the most successful investor you've never heard of. He manages $30 billion, including $4.58 billion invested into 23 stocks in his hedge fund, Baupost Group. In this video, we're covering his 10 biggest positions, starting with number 10, Jazz Pharmaceuticals. Jazz Pharmaceuticals is a $7.15 billion company that has a nice ticker symbol, Jazz. It's currently at its 52-week lows. The business focuses on treatments for sleeping disorders and oncology. Recently in 2021, they acquired a leading product to treat epilepsy. Klarman's the only super investor in Jazz Pharmaceuticals, and he added to it in the most recent quarter. It makes up 2.24% of his portfolio. In 2023 alone, he's bought the company three separate times. Right now, Jazz looks like it's trading below its abilities to generate free cash flow and where it's traded at compared to past multiples. As a pharmaceutical business, it makes sense that it's not going to look great on an asset value. With recent declines amid the broader stock market gain, Jazz today has a GF value of $150, saying it's as much as 28% undervalued. Analysts are targeting a stock price all the way from $131 to $230 a share, with an average target of $193. It's an analyst consensus buy, but you still want to take that with a grain of salt. Seth Klarman is a billionaire hedge fund titan, quiet giant of value investing, and author who's been called the Warren Buffett of his generation. Since he co-founded Baupost in 1982, Klarman has compounded at 20% return on investment, and in 2008, Klarman was inducted into the Hedge Fund Manager Hall of Fame. Klarman wrote the value investing cult classic book, Margin of Safety, which Warren Buffett reportedly keeps on his bookshelf. Sometimes known as the Oracle of Boston, Klarman's investing is highly praised by Buffett, who has privately said he would trust Klarman to manage his own money. Klarman's personal fortune is worth $1.3 billion, and he's the 15th highest earning hedge fund manager in the world. Now, let's keep looking at his investments. Next, at number 9, making up 5.05% of the portfolio, we have CRH. CRH is nearly a $58 billion company, which trades $9 below its 52-week high. As a stock, they've done really well in the last year, with their stock price more than doubling over this time. CRH is a building materials company that's the biggest producer of aggregates and asphalt in the United States. As we look at some of these valuations for the company today, it looks like it's out ahead of all of these. While that was a different story at the beginning of 2023 when the company was trading for nearly $30 a share, it's a different story at $77 per share. This is why today a GF value implies the company is around 20% overvalued. Analysts are clearly seeing a more rosy picture here. They have price targets ranging from $66.50 to $106 per share. Their average price target is around $91, and it's a strong consensus buy. But as we saw, this price forecast is out ahead of their valuations. Clarivate comes in at number 8 on our list. It makes up 5.15% of Klarman's portfolio today, and he added to it in the most recent quarter, buying 13% more shares. Clarivate is a $4.7 billion company whose stock price has been trending down in the last few years. Currently, it trades just 70 cents above its 52-week lows. Clarivate was formerly part of Thomson Reuters before being sold to private equity and then IPOing again in 2019. It has a more limited track record as a public business, so it's harder to get a good read of this. On an asset value, it certainly doesn't look that attractive. However, the company has generated positive free cash flows that have been increasing as a standalone business. Right now, a GF value comes in at $15 per share. This says that Clarivate could more than double from its current stock price. Keep in mind, though, there is a value trap warning on this one, so it's something you'd want to dig in and learn more about. Right now, analysts are split with their targets on the stock with a range from $6 up to a high of $10. That comes in below the GF value, but an average analyst estimate is still around $8 per share. In the seventh spot, we have Warner Brothers Discovery. This makes up 6.26% of the portfolio. It's a company that Klarman added to in three separate quarters in 2022. Right now, it's trading below where Klarman was buying into the business, so you may have an opportunity with this one. Warner Bros. Discovery is a $20 billion company that trades just 12 cents above its 52-week lows. This business was formed in 2022 as a result of the merger between Warner Media and Discovery Communications. It owns cable networks like CNN and TNT, the HBO brand, and also its streaming service, Max. That's all in addition to its extensive IP that includes things like DC Comics. Warner Bros. Is a classic John Malone entertainment company with one of his longtime lieutenants, David Zaslav, running the business. Because of this, it looks pretty poor on an asset basis, but the company looks strong compared to its cash flows. The business also uses a ton of debt, but most of these have long-term maturities, and it's for a pretty modest price. This is why a GF value says Warner Brothers might be as much as 40% undervalued. It's definitely an interesting stock to look at as the company's lockup ended in April 2024. That means they're possibly on the market for a future acquisition. Warner Bros. Is an analyst consensus buy with price targets ranging from $9 all the way to a high of $36 per share. An average analyst rating comes in at $15.50, pretty close to its GF value. In the sixth spot, we have Willis Towers Watson. This makes up 8.18% of Klarman's portfolio. He started a position in the first quarter of 2021, and since then, in nearly every single quarter besides the last one, he's either bought or sold. Most recently, he was buying when the company was trading below where he initially invested into it. Willis Towers Watson is a $26 billion company that trades $18 below its 52-week high. The business is a 2016 merger between Towers Watson and Willis Group. The company has both consulting operations in health, wealth, and career, and risk and brokerage operations. Today, it looks like Willis Towers Watson is coming out ahead of most of the standard methods of valuing the business. Still, a GF value comes in at $282 per share, implying around a 7% upside, but that fair value is a range, so it looks like this one's just about fairly valued. The analyst consensus on this one is a buy, but it still has a price target range of $226 per share all the way to $320 a share. The average target comes in at $292. In the five spot, making up 8.33% of the portfolio, we have Fidelity National Information Services, or FIS. FIS is a company Klarman's been trading in and out of since the third quarter in 2022. He initially bought the company for four quarters in a row, but then he changed course in the most recent quarter. In those few months, while it was above his recent buys, he trimmed 8.61% of his shares. FIS today is a $41.6 billion company that trades $4 below its 52-week highs. For much of its history, the business performed well, but since 2021, its share price has really fallen off a cliff, dropping by more than half, though recently it has started a rebound. Why the change in fortune, you might ask? That has to do with some very poor acquisitions for the company. FIS's core business as a core processor for banks has been a very good one historically, but it acquired SunGard in 2015, and then the big one was an acquisition of WorldPay in 2019 that's been a major loser for the company. WorldPay was a busted acquisition, and FIS sold off a majority stake. Today, it looks like FIS trades right around its abilities to generate free cash flow, and it's just slightly below where it's traded for a median price in the last 10 years. It's been a rocky ride for shareholders, but still the company has rebounded from its price lows that it hit at the end of 2023. Today, at $70 per share, it looks like their GF value comes in at 32% higher. Keep in mind, though, there is a value trap warning on this one. The spread from analysts is a bit all over the place here for FIS, but there's still an analyst consensus buy. The low target is $56, and that ranges to a high target of $84 per share. They have a median target price of $72 per share. Alphabet, the parent company of Google, comes in at the number four spot, making up 9.07% of the portfolio. Alphabet is the $2 trillion company that almost doesn't need an introduction. As the parent company of Google, it trades just $3 below its 52-week highs. Interestingly, Klarman bought this company in the first quarter of 2020 amid the broader market crash. Immediately after, he sold for the next three quarters. Then he bought an even bigger stake in the first quarter of 2021. Since then, while he's bought and sold a few different times, what's most interesting is that he's been trimming his stake in Alphabet for the last three quarters in a row. In this time, he's made nearly a 6% change to his portfolio. Alphabet has done very well in its history as a public business. While Google accounts for 90% of its sales, the company has more than 9 different apps that have over a billion users. That's pretty incredible. Today, Alphabet looks like it's right around its fair value on a number of these different valuations. In fact, that's what a GF is telling us as well, with a fair value price of $152 per share. That's just 3.5% below their current stock price. Interestingly, analysts seem to agree with this assessment, with a median price target of $160 per share, though this does range from $121 all the way to as high as $185. Still, however, there's a consensus from analysts to buy. Klarman's next stock in the number 3 spot has taken a nosedive in the most recent quarter. It's down 44%. At number 3, we have Viasat. It makes up 9.86% of the portfolio right now. Viasat has been a long-time holding for Klarman when he originally bought the business back during the global financial crisis in the second quarter of 2008. In those next 6 years, he was busy. He added to the company multiple times over this period. When he originally bought the company, it was trading at $20 per share. Now, after having nothing but buys for almost a decade and a half, in the third quarter of 2023, he started to trim at a stock price that was near where he originally bought the business. Viasat's a $2.16 billion company that trades at its 52-week lows. This stock's fallen by more than 70% from its 52-week highs just a year ago. Viasat primarily offers satellite services, commercial networks, and systems for governments. It's an incumbent satellite business that's facing ever-increasing competition from the likes of Starlink and the Kuiper project from Amazon. As we look at their stock chart for the last 30 years, we can see that they've really come round trip. The company's down quite a bit from its all-time highs that it hit in 2016. Based on these valuations, it only looks like Viasat's trading below where it has historically. It doesn't look very good on an asset basis, and it doesn't look like the company's generating much in terms of cash flows right now. There's one view out there that the company may be cheap on a historical basis, especially if they're able to return to form. That's why a GF value comes in at nearly $40 per share, but there's a big caveat here. This has a value trap warning. So this possible 61% under evaluation may be a more elusive than it seems. Seemingly, as always, analysts are pretty rosy on Viasat, with a buy consensus and a stock price target that ranges from $22 per share all the way up to $81 per share. Their median price target comes in at $33, saying the company would more than double from today's current levels. Are you ready for the stock at number 2? It's a surprise. We actually have two different holdings from Klarman making up his second biggest position. These are the Liberty SiriusXM tracking stocks. They trade as LXXMA and LXXMK. Combined, they make up 14.45% of Klarman's portfolio. More or less, he's bought these Liberty SiriusXM stocks as a pair. He probably took advantage of volume considerations and slight mispricings as he accumulated shares, first buying the company during the stock market crash in the first quarter of 2020. Since then, he's continually added to the business, and in this time, it's trading for its lowest levels today that it has in any other period. There is speculation out there, however, that Klarman recently sold his shares. This has to do with some of the trading volume blocks for the company in the spring of 2024, and there's also speculation that these were bought by Berkshire Hathaway, probably being purchased by Ted Weschler, who's friends with the company's CEO. There's a relatively complicated transaction in the works for SiriusXM right now, so let me try to explain. These Liberty Media shares are combining with the company that currently trades as SiriusXM, under stock ticker Siri. They're forming a new public company called New SiriusXM. Very original, right? With the current spread on the valuations between SiriusXM and these tracking shares and the time that that deal is expected to close would mean that their value would almost more than double. It seems like Klarman and definitely someone at Berkshire Hathaway like this business for its long-term outlook. So it's quite interesting that they might be able to take advantage of the spread. Today, SiriusXM is a $27.5 billion company that trades just $2 above its 52-week lows. This is another John Malone business, and it owns its namesake SiriusXM, but it also has holdings in Formula One and the Atlanta Braves. In classic Malone fashion, the company has a decent amount of debt, so it looks pretty poor on an asset basis, but it looks strong compared to its abilities to generate cash flows. Right now, after a recent nosedive, a $31 GF value says the company may be as much as 22% undervalued. That's on top of a possible undervaluation compared to that SiriusXM spread. Analysts are forecasting that the SiriusXM stock trading in the market right now has a range of $3 per share all the way up to $6.50 per share. That's either a slight drop or the company more than doubling. The median analyst share price comes in at $4.50 per share. But interestingly, there's still a sell analyst consensus here. If you want an even faster way to screen, check this out. Get investing research that actually works. Our process beats the market. It's backed by real portfolios and grounded in principles from value investors Warren Buffett and Peter Lynch. Our proprietary fair value tool quickly values companies to help you filter stocks. Join our exclusive investing community and submit requests tailored to your investing goals. The cost? Just $1.21 per day. That's less than a coffee. Yet this small investment in your financial future can lead to gains that translate to hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars more in your pocket. If you need a new investing tool and aren't using this, you're already paying for it. Start a 7-day free trial now. Are you ready for Seth Klarman's top stock? This is another 2-for-1. It's another surprise, and it makes up 19.99% of the portfolio, tantalizingly close to 1/5 of his stock investments. Here is yet another John Malone company. It's Liberty Global. He owns both its LBTYK and LBTYA shares. Liberty Global is a $6.4 billion European telecom giant that trades 40 cents above its 52-week lows. There's a lot more K ownership, and he originally bought the business in the third quarter of 2018. He's steadily added in each and every quarter up until the second quarter in 2020. Then things look like they change course. While he hasn't fully exited the business and it's still by far his biggest position, Klarman has been trimming from 2021 onward. He held his share steady in the fourth quarter of 2023, but in that year he sold the business in both of the middle quarters. Liberty Global is down more than 66% from its all-time highs that it hit in the early 2010s. But surprise, surprise, that might be a great thing for shareholders. They've reduced their shares from 953 million all the way to 382 million in just 9 years. Last year, they bought back 17% of their shares. That's insane. As the company's stock prices drop, they've only bought back more shares. This again is textbook John Malone. Right now, the business looks like it's trading way below its abilities to generate cash flows, and these are all just being plowed back into buybacks. The company also, interestingly, is trading at its tangible book value. While their John Malone playbook may wreak havoc on their accounting at times, and that's why their GF value has bounced around here, today it comes in at $24 per share, implying the company may be as much as 31% undervalued. These John Malone stocks, in part because of his playbook, complex structures, lots of transactions, and plenty of wheeling and dealing, don't always get the coverage they deserve. Today, just one analyst is covering the stock and gives it a $25 price target, pretty close to its GF value. What most surprised you about Seth Klarman's portfolio? For me, it was his emphasis on these John Malone-involved companies. He hasn't had a lot of crazy winners in his top holdings in the last decade, but he's still a world-renowned value investor and one of the best to ever do it. Be sure to share your thoughts in the comments, like the video, subscribe for more, and watch this next one. It's pretty interesting too.